producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
On the Doug Steffen Good Day program with the major sponsorship provided by CRN Digital and Jennifer Horn.
Proud to do it, sir. This.
Yes, I know you're proud to do it. Ken Kessler is here monitoring Facebook and Twitter. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Racial turmoil on the campus of the University of Missouri. They have announced plans to offer diversity training now to all of their new students, white and black, as well as faculty, old and new, staff members as well. Governing board of the University of Missouri will appoint a new president and a new provost and officers to oversee diversity and equality lessons at all four of the University of Missouri campuses. How do you feel about this? 888-302-3684. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day. Is this something important to the listeners of the Good Day program, or is this more of the same sort of thing, racism, bigotry?
Sensitivity training, or is it about zero tolerance for the crime?
Well, what's the crime?
Well, so if we use the example of Missouri in the university system, they were rubbing poop swastikas on the hallways of buildings.
Who's they?
Whoever this group is that was doing these racist crimes. So,
is it a crime to be a racist?
I don't know if it's a crime, but I think you should get pushed out of school if you're putting poop on a wall and putting it in the shape of a swastika. That's pretty ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I mean, to me, that means you're kicked out of school. Don't you think zero tolerance instead of sensitivity training?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. Yeah, don't we have that now?
No, I don't know. Do we? I mean, I think that's why there was a protest in Missouri. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it depends on where it is, frankly. I think it depends on where it is. There's a lot of college activities on college campuses all across the country. This kind of reminds me, maybe the question is whether or not college life is actually a microcosm of what's going on in reality. That's what I remember being told when I went to college. You need this social experience. You don't necessarily need the academic experience, this is what I was told. You need the social experience. You need to broaden your horizons. You're a kid that grew up on the farm. You don't have a lot of friends. You don't have, you're socially kind of excuse me, I don't know if I was told that was that. I was immature.
Okay.
I was socially immature. So the same thing that happened, the first thing that happened to me when I got to Heidelberg was to put a beanie on and go through all of the things that you do when you are being initiated onto a new college campus. At least that's what I thought went on at the time when I was a freshman in the mid-60s at Heidelberg College, then university now. Is there racism? There was racism there. I didn't know it, didn't pay much attention to it, but there was racism at that. And there is racism on private colleges, at public universities. There's racism in the workplace. There's racism everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
And it isn't just whites and blacks. It's blacks and whites. If you're from a certain place, blacks don't like certain blacks that come from certain places, same as whites don't like some whites that come from certain places, and they don't like certain religions, and they don't like people of this. I mean, it's just
and stereotypes
crazy.
Always exist, Doug. No matter how many times you do sensitivity training, our brain classifies people into groups. It's just how we are. Mm. It doesn't make people bad people. What makes you a bad person is when you start acting on it and when you let it influence your life and take it over and create fear.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we have to start trying to eliminate. I just don't know if more talking and more sensitivity training does anything at all except money and time.
What
zero tolerance.
This problem. Zero tolerance makes people angrier.
If you smear poop on a wall like a wild animal, you are getting kicked out of school.
I'm with that. Yeah. I'm down with that. Yep.
Yeah, and if that started to happen, I think these things would start to go away.
Yeah, because people would know
they're not going to get away with it.
You know what? You just said something about fear. I was reading something about the self-created state of worry and fear. We are afraid of people who are different than we are. Why?
Right.
Why?
Because they're different.
Why? The why? What is there about the human condition that would lead us to believe, and this is, by the way,
I imagine it probably is in our DNA. I'm sorry to interrupt, but I imagine that's in our DNA from, like, way, way back when things that were different actually threatened you. You know, when you...
Well,
yeah.
There's the stuff that's taught by our parents, the racism that's obvious in Missouri and other states, other locations, big cities, small cities, big locations, small locations. There is this is becoming worse, I think. I sense it's sort of back and forth like a pendulum. When I was a kid, there was a lot of racism. Boston's a very racist city. Oh, straight on, they said, oh, northern. No. Racism is not an exclusive thing to the South by any stretch of the imagination. There's plenty of it in every aspect of our lives and every place that you can go to. And not even, by the way, just in this country. You can go to England, and there's real racism there as well. All over Europe, China, Asia, Japanese hate Chinese. And I don't like that word hate. You know I don't use it. The Japanese despise the Chinese. But to us, what do we know about the difference between the Japanese and the Chinese, right? We don't know anything. What's the difference between a Vietnamese and a Korean? You don't know. For the most part, you can tell by looking, I suppose, in a sense. Koreans, the South Koreans don't like the North Koreans. You know what I mean? It's like this stuff goes on. It's craziness. But yet there's something, as much as I stole the value and virtue of this infinite intelligence that has created the earth and the life on earth and whatever is created on other planets in our solar system and what's going on also in our galaxy and here, there, and everywhere. Are there lilac trees on Mars? Look at a lilac tree. And how magnificent it is. And so we look at that, okay, there's the building blocks of life are terrific and important, and we can't exist without them. But part of the building blocks are, as Jennifer just said, the DNA of what we get from our parents or people who are around us to influence us as we're growing up and create these prejudices that are passed on and on and on and on and on. So that somebody is stupid enough to take human feces and use it to deface a dormitory where black kids are. Now, that's just sheer stupidity. That's what it is. Kenny, do we have, I know you posted some stuff, facebook.com/Gaday. What do we have, Twitter? Any comments on some of these things?
We've got a couple of Veterans Day comment. Veterans Day comments.
Let's do that in a moment, then. Let's pause now. It's 14 past the hour. I could feel my blood pressure going up.
Just take some breath. Take a little breathing.
Yeah. The habitual worry that some of us have and you know, the fear of things that are different, it's just a fantasy. That's the thing. It's fantasy land. And that goes for pretty much all the things that we worry about. 99%, Jennifer's kind of a worrier, 99% of what you worry about doesn't come true, does it?
No, it makes no sense and does nothing but make you feel bad.
Yeah, and sometimes I am about certain things, and it just affects your health and well-being. You need to be working on healing yourself, because as soon as you heal yourself, that has a multiple effect on the people around you. If you're exuding confidence and happiness and light and stuff, the people want to be around you. And the more people around that are like that, the better off all of our situations that we seem to be worried about will be. That's my philosophy anyway. Okay, so we have 16 past the hour. And this is I've had 2 days of this. I thought about it earlier. It's all thought, Jennifer. It is all thought. And when you are thinking too fast, what's that old expression? Your teeth get caught behind. No, your tongue gets caught behind your eye. Teeth can't see what you're saying. So I need to calm down.
Slow down. Take a chill pill.
Calm down. Don't think about how badly the veterans are being treated.
No.
No, let's not think about that. How about we talk about something that'll be very important to us in the next 24 hours in a few minutes? Is that okay?
It's 17 past the hour on a good day.
I wish I could fall asleep.
Jennifer had a stressful day, and now her mind is spinning at bedtime.
I have a big day tomorrow.
It's time for new Unisom Sleep Minis. The tiny capsules are non-habit-forming and work fast. They're the little help busy people need to get a good night's sleep and wake recharged.
Good night.
New Unisom Sleep Minis. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient, diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
This is Jane Applegate with a staple small business tip. Small business owners may have flexible hours, but we work long hours. Maximize your time and order office supplies online and pack and ship from a store that stays open late. Staples, make more happen.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. Own small business. No time. Holidays busy. Pack stuff. Ship stuff. Help.
Well, at Staples, our UPS shipping center is open 7 days a week with the same carrier rates and all the shipping supplies you need so you can relax.
I'm relaxed. Loosened up. Tension gone.
Takes time to adjust. Get up to 5% back in rewards on everything every day, including shipping and packing supplies. Ship more for less. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchases made on third-party websites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, or coupons. See staples.com for details.
Get a Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
Don't miss Kohl's Veterans Day Savings. This Wednesday only. Take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. That's on top of already great savings. Like 40 to 60% off sweaters, fleece, and outerwear for the whole family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Don't miss the one-day only doorbusters. This Wednesday at Kohl's. Flex styles on exclusion supply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
It's 18 after the hour. This is the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler. The Federal Appeals Court says the president, where's the Ringo Starr? No, no, no. What is that? I don't want to. What's that song he has? That's the no-no song.
No-no
right?
song.
Yeah, right. Okay, so we should have that here for the president because he cannot move forward with the plan to provide 5 million immigrants with work permits. Yeah, 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 yeah. So now the lawyers that you pay for that are supporting the administration can appeal the decision to the Supreme Court for consideration. Not till next year, though. Maybe by that time he'll be out of office or will have lost the election or something along the lines that can. There's really no solution to this. It's kind of like the Middle East problem. And maybe we should just give up. What do you think?
Nope.
We spent so much time trying to figure this out, and nobody can come up with an answer. So why do we just let's give up?
Because you can't give up, Dougie. If you
why?
Want to be the leader, you can't give up.
We're not the leader anymore.
Well, we need to be. We need to regain. We need to make America great again.
How are we going
to
do that?
Oh, well, I happen to have a hat right here that'll tell you all about it.
Really? Uh-huh. And the reason that I know about this is because I went to the president's personal Facebook page, Ken. Did you go there yesterday?
Oh, this is new.
Yes, I did.
And what did you see?
That he basically introduced himself to Facebook.
Hi.
That was all that was there.
So you think he's going to watch it himself?
Or
half a million, Ron, already?
Yeah. Yeah, half a million people immediately liked it.
Uh-huh. So will that break the system?
No.
No. Uh-huh. What do you suppose prompted that? Did he say in his post what prompted him to have his own personal... Is there a danger to that?
Maybe his political afterlife, right?
Yeah. No, what? He said he just wanted an opportunity for more direct conversation.
We're late for that, pal.
Yeah. Nice
good
to
luck.
See you.
Anyway, all right, thanks for joining. 21 after on Good Day.
She smiled because I did not understand. Then she held out a 10-pound bag of cocaine. She said it was the final.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now, for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Three shall be the number thou shalt count, and the number of the counting shall be three.
Easy as 1, 2, 3, not three times. Three days in the living room. I'm gonna feel only three.
All right, we've got the ahs out of the way. Now it's time for us to play for you three songs by different artists that have a theme, as it were. You have to figure out what the theme is, and then the opportunity to dial 888-302-3684. I'm going to wildly speculate that you're going to figure this out fairly quickly, and the lines will be jammed almost to the point where we'll have as many people trying to get in as tried to get onto Obama's Facebook page yesterday.
Yeah, you might as well just dial in now, because you'll know this.
Yeah, you better be on hold.
You probably already know.
8830. Well, I hope you already know. That's the idea.
Otherwise, right. You're a wet blanket.
First.
I see what you did there.
God bless. Okay, first song in this set is by Supertramp.
It's raining again. I know my love.
It's actually quite a good song. Number one song in the end of 1982. Was the band's seventh big hit. They had two more before Roger Hodgson, the lead singer, left to pursue other projects. It's been adopted by Fox Sports for their big debate tonight. Oh, no, it's for NASCAR.
Yeah, come on.
I'm sorry. Okay, so the first song in this set, Supertramp singing. The next song is by Phil Collins, who's contemplating a return to the action.
What are these songs having on?
Number one song from this week in 1990. In fact, it topped the charts in 10 other countries, including Zimbabwe. It's important to know. The video, which was 8.5 minutes long, featured Phil appearing alongside of movie stars from an earlier era. James Cagney, Marilyn Monroe, Groucho Marx. By the way, Eric Clapton does the guitar on this. 888-302-3684. Okay.
Let's first drop song number three.
By Supertramp. Why, you don't want to do the third one?
No, well, let's drop it. Let's play it.
Oh, drop it. Okay, here's the...
There's a clue, Dr.
Song
a
from
clue.
The Eurythmics.
They can't all be hard.
Now, this is a radio program for those who have no mental challenges whatsoever. We may challenge you from time to time.
Somebody told me yesterday I was making them too hard.
So. Really? Who told you that? Did I say that?
No.
No, somebody else did.
This is sort of like Common Core, isn't it?
Yeah. Check with Jeb Bush on that. All right. So I have three songs. Carrie, you got any more you want to throw in? They have the same theme. They had Super Tramp. Phil Collins. It's Rhythmics. Brooke Benton. All right, got any more? What else? That's Prince. Yeah, that's song number five. We only normally do three, but we just figured we'd do a little piling on.
We had to cut, throw some more in.
Yeah, right, exactly. All right, because I wanted to know how well Kara could do the research, what else, Kara, do you have there? Yeah, no.
Hey, Robert.
Robert's right there. Where is there, Robert?
I'm in Louisiana.
Louisiana. All right, sir. What do these three, four, five, six, seven, eight songs have in common?
Raining.
It's having raining.
To do with the rain.
Right.
That
what's
was a
the,
tough one, wasn't it, Robert?
That was very difficult. Where? What's the weather situation where you are today, Robert?
It's nice and cool right now.
Yeah, you had rain yesterday.
To be up in the mid-70s today. So.
You had a lot of rain the last couple of days there, right?
Past 2 weekends, 1 to 3 inches of rain. Yes,
watch
sir.
Watch them right out. All right, well, we have no rain in the forecast for you, nothing but sunshine, lollipops, roses, all that good stuff. And if you're lucky, we'll send you one of those three things as your prize. So why don't you hold on just for a second that Kara will have a second to talk to you. Yes, the theme here was rain. 28 FDR on Good Day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Dangers in the home. You know, the word home generally conjures up the image of a happy, safe, secure place for family and, of course, the family pets. Unfortunately, statistics reveal a different story. In fact, most accidents that happen to people happen in their home. Sadly, the same is often true for our pets. In order to make your home a secure refuge for both you and your family and your pets, it's necessary for you to take steps to make sure that it is done properly. Here's what I recommend that you do. Get on all fours. I know what you're saying, Warren. That sounds a little eccentric. But you need to look at your home from your dog or cat's point of view. The door, for example, the cabinet door under the sink, that's generally where people store a lot of chemicals and a lot of cleaners. You want to make sure there's no way your pet can get into that. If you have a young puppy or kitten, you want to make sure you unplug things. Kittens are attracted to actually the sound of electricity going through the wall, so unplug them with the cat. Look at your house from your pet's point of view. You'll be happier and your pets will be safer. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is brought to you by Takeda Pharmaceuticals. January is often when we set resolutions to lose weight. Is that the best idea? A new campaign, Resolve Now, Stay Ahead of the Curve, launched to inspire obese or overweight people to take action now, to talk with a doctor about a weight loss plan, including diet, exercise, and other options. Television actress and campaign partner Sarah Rue comments.
A few years ago, I saw a gap between how I envisioned myself in the future and my reality. I knew I had to make a change. I joined this campaign to encourage people struggling with their weight to talk with their doctor about a weight loss plan. It's one of the most important conversations you can have.
Visit iResolveNow.com to read Sarah's story, what activities worked for her, and share your personal story for a chance to win prizes to help you work toward reaching your weight loss goals.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that, if you need to be on the move, is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Good day to you, 33 at the hour. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Ken Kessler minding our P's and Q's, as it were. Jennifer's going to have a television update, news from the world of TV. The Comcast folks have locked down 200,000 customers because of passwords being brokered on the black market. It almost seems to me, maybe I'm not reading this or interpreting it correctly, Jennifer, but it looks like something that wasn't the customer's fault has been sort of turned around, and they've been told, if you don't do this, you'll lose your account.
Right. Well, you know, sometimes it just happens and you've just got to go with it. The story's out today. 200,000 Comcast accounts were locked down. And all you have to do, I mean, basically you just have to go in and reset your password and your information, because the company was hacked and all that information had been sold online to black market brokers. So if you're a Comcast customer and you can't get into your email today, all you have to do is just reset your password.
One would wonder why somewhere, who it is, who buys this stuff and then resells it, and who buys it from the reseller?
It goes on the dark web, which I think is so weird that that even exists, but apparently there's this whole other internet out there that most of us normal people don't know how to access, and that's where this stuff goes. It's, you know,
it's not like the, what's the other, Internet 2 or something, what's the other internet supposed to be being developed? Is it called Internet 2?
Jeb 2.0? Exclamation point? No?
No?
Is that what it is? A different operating system?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, it's all that technology, and it's beyond my pay grade most of the time to figure it out. I'm trying to now learn how to. I'm going to take a class this week in how to use my smartphone.
Can I give you a little, that's a good idea for you, and a little tip if you are one of these people that's affected by the Comcast hack, set your password with something totally different from your old one, because your name and your password together as a combination are what's being sold.
Right.
So change that password completely.
Mm-hmm. And don't make it your name.
Yeah, or password, 123. Right. You know, they were selling it for only $1,000.
Really? The whole thing?
The whole list, yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. The 200,000 names are on the market for $1,000?
Yep, or you could buy 100,000 names for $300.
Good Lord.
I know. Not a lot of money for all your personal info, right?
The story about women on birth control today, there is a there's a survey. I'm not sure, because I'm not in this league, but you maybe can help me out, Jen.
Mm-hmm.
the share of women here in our country on birth control, that is long-acting, reversible methods of birth control, like the IUDs that are used.
The pill.
The pill. The amount of women using these devices has doubled in the last 4 or 5 years. So why would that be, I'm wondering?
Well, I think people are more sexually free. I think people are willing to talk about that more. They're owning their sexuality more.
Mm-hmm.
I think people are more willing to have honest conversations with their doctors to get prescriptions. And, you know, it's very in vogue to be on birth control.
In vogue.
Accepted, I guess. Maybe in vogue isn't the right word, but it's accepted in society where before there was more of a stigma.
Hmm. Well, to talk about it or to be on it, actually.
Correct. To be on it or to talk about it or to ask for it. You know, and I think the other issue that we have to look at is that our diets and our food and whatever else is going on, the smog in the air, whatever it is, a lot of women have fertility issues that are helped by the pill. I know polycystic ovarian syndrome is one that's huge and growing, and you get prescribed the pill for that to control it.
Really?
Huh. There's a whole lot of diseases that you get the pill because it helps.
You get the pill,
and that's
for
relatively new.
Mm-hmm. And that's new. That's new research that shows that this pill has multi-purposes.
All right.
I was put on the pill for that. I mean,
really?
I know from experience that they say, hey, you need to have more estrogen, you need to have this and that, and the best way to do that is with the pill.
Hmm.
Now, I'm allergic to it, so I had to come off of it right away. But
so when did it get replaced? What happened in the replacement department? Nothing.
Hmm.
Uh-huh. That explains a lot, then.
Hey, what does that mean?
The Kremlin says today, bad Vlad, Pukin Putin, says no. Oh, we did the no-no already, didn't we?
Nyet.
Such a weirdo.
The Russians are denying, this is going to be, I'm going to take this show to Broadway in New York. Ready for that?
Just to the street, right?
Yeah, right. 42nd and Broadway.
I'll get you a cup. Uh-huh. You can collect quarters.
So the Ruskies have denied allegations by the World Anti-Doping Agency.
I love that there's an anti-doping agency.
The World Anti-Doping Agency. A systematic state-backed cheating with their athletes being pumped up and built up, sticking needles in them everywhere, taking pills for this, that, and the other thing so that they can be the best. They can be the biggest. They can be the strongest. They can win. Winning by cheating is hardly winning, though, is it? Not? He says, of course, bad lad says, well, we don't do any of this stuff. Look at the hair on my chest. It's all natural.
That's right.
Yeah. I don't think he's competing, though, is he?
No, but he'd probably like to. You know how Putin likes to show his manhood.
Mm-hmm.
Show off a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
I just think state endorsed doping is funny.
Mm-hmm.
I just think it's weird.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead, track and field. They won't notice.
The car talk portion of the program brought to you by Four Wheels and Four Tires. Two-thirds of Samsung.
And no dose for me.
No dose? Oh, come on. Samsung has 1,800 patents. And half of them, or more actually, deal with electric cars or the technology that will run them. The company wants to get into this new $500 billion market for car technology as things change. This has become sort of a subtle theme of this program, in a manner of speaking. Whenever we come up with something new regarding self-driving cars, we were just actually talking about what it would take to have the roads fixed for self-driving cars. I can't imagine that there's money out there to provide for every road in the country to be... And how do you do this if you don't have every single road equipped to handle the self-driving car?
Right.
What happens if you drive across the country and you go to a road you've never been to in the middle of the mountains of Pennsylvania and there's nothing there? What do? End up on a tree?
Or pull over.
Well,
I can parallel park you, I've heard.
Really? So anyway... this is the data was compiled by Samsung. They have not partnered with an automaker, but this is a big market. You can see this kind of stuff. And I don't know. I have a Samsung smartphone. Are they big in all kinds of technology? I always thought it was just sort of this.
Yeah, they're big.
They are big. Mm. Okay. Let's see. What was the other? The United Automobile Workers have endorsed a proposed labor agreement with Ford that is slightly richer than the contracts with General Motors and Chrysler. That's because Ford is making more money than General Motors or Chrysler. So they're going to share it with their employees. Is that the right thing to do? If a company's making, let's say, Jennifer, your company is making more money, you share it with the employees?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You do. How do you
do that? Our company grows. Yeah, it would either be a bonus or it would be maybe additional money in their salary. But, I mean, we've always done that. When our company grows, we try to pass it on.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't been able to do that in a little while. I'm just kidding.
I understand that in this business. Good Lord. Oof. Speaking of business, Campbell's Soup is altering the recipe for its chicken noodle soup.
Why?
Wow. Because there are too many ingredients in it, and it costs too much money, and global soup sales are stagnating. Too many soups on the market. So Campbell says instead of 30 things in our soup, we're going to have 20 things in our soup starting next year. Cutting back. I wonder what it'll taste like. Isn't that really what the arbiter is?
Yeah. Remember Campbell's soup is good food?
Campbell's good. Isn't that what it is? Good.
That's soup what is Campbell's good
soup are. Oh, it's good.
There's 30 things in their soup?
Yeah.
It's a lot.
There's chicken and noodles and...
And broth. Stuff.
And what? 28 other things.
Yes. Yum. 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 Target in the news. America's biggest retailers betting millions of you want to shop on Thanksgiving Day. So Target is going to open at 6 o'clock Thanksgiving night. Last year was the first time they tried this. They wanted to get a jump on Black Friday. So Macy's also says they'll open. If Target's doing it, we're doing it. Sears says if Macy's and Target's doing it, then we're doing it. Toys R Us says if Sears and Macy's and Target's doing it, we're going to do it too. So who's going to go shopping on Thanksgiving?
I never go shopping on Thanksgiving. I do sometimes go Black Friday, though.
Really? Go where? Where do you go?
The mall.
Really?
Where do you go?
I go to have a sandwich. Turkey, likely.
Lame.
A little bit of turkey. The Target folks have announced closing 13 stores just after Christmas. Austin, Texas. Odessa, Florida. Victorville, California. Flint, Michigan. Columbus, Ohio. Milwaukee. Superior, Wisconsin. Springfield, Ohio. Let's see. Anderson, Indiana, where we're heard. We're heard in a lot of these areas. Louisville, Kentucky. They said that the decision was based on the poor performance of these stores, not any way to do with what else is going on in the company. The company's fairly, they've sort of got kicked around since that scandal with the credit cards last Christmas, right? But did people not go there because of that?
I don't think so.
I don't think so.
I go there. I think they're a nice, clean, I'm not a big shopper, so I'm not the one who's really going to be the arbiter. But you can find pretty much anything in there. They're big. The stores are big. Lots of different things. It's so much cleaner and better than Walmart and I don't know. I mean, I get a different feeling going into the Sears store. The only Sears store I go into is in Santa Monica. I don't even know where there are Sears stores around.
There are so few and far. But you remember when Sears was the place you went for everything?
Yep.
Appliances, car stuff, everything.
Yep, everything. Speaking of everything, everything you want to know about what's going on in the world of television comes up next with Jennifer Horn's report in a matter of, let's see, how many seconds? Do we figure this out? We'll start playing the commercials and I'll figure it out, Kara.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms.
more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
November 15th is America Recycles Day, a day dedicated to encouraging Americans to recycle. This year, Plastics Make It Possible encourages you to recycle more plastics. Across the country, most communities have plastics recycling programs, and a growing number of everyday plastics can be recycled. Here's Jennifer Killinger from Plastics Make It Possible with more.
Today, nearly every household has access to a plastics recycling program, so it's never been easier to recycle everyday plastic packaging. If we all do our part, we can prevent these plastics from being wasted and use them to make great new products.
In addition to curbside recycling programs for plastics such as drink bottles, yogurt containers, and milk jugs, you can recycle plastic bags and wraps at more than 18,000 participating grocery and retail stores across the nation. Bring your plastic bags from groceries, dry cleaning, bread, and produce, as well as those plastic wraps around products such as cases of water, napkins, and diapers. Just make sure they're clean and dry, and drop them in the storefront recycling bin. For more information on plastics recycling, visit PlasticsMakeItPossible.com.
Card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free for a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
All right, so there is some exciting things going on. There's a television theme somewhere there, but we don't need it because we can do 57 channels with nothing on. MeTV is going to do something special for Veterans Day whenever it is.
Yeah, do you love MeTV? Because I watch it a lot.
I love you.
Oh, thank you. MeTV does a lot of redos. They play a lot of the old classic TV shows, which I think is a lot of fun. And they're showcasing MASH for Veterans Day. MeTV remembers the MASH finale. It'll air 7 to 10 p.m. Eastern Time on Veterans Day, which is Wednesday, November 11th, if you're marking your calendar, Dougie. The final episode captivated the nation and will be remembered and commemorated this Veterans Day, so you can tune in, which is fun. Now, also going on in TV news, Donald Trump on SNL did a great job in the ratings. Well, NBC is saying that Donald Trump's rivals each get their 15 minutes of fame now, too, in accordance with the FCC rules that require political candidates to have the same amount of airtime. NBC stations have begun filing a legal notice about Donald Trump's broadcast time on Saturday Night Live. So, hey, Mike Huckabee, Rand Paul, you better get ready because you can head over to NBC. Larry David also legitimately is getting $5,000 for shouting out, "You're a racist," to Trump from that Latino group, DeportRacism.com, which is pretty funny. NBC, speaking of them, they've renewed Chicago Fire and Chicago PD for a second season. They've also renewed the new show Blind Spot, which is pretty good. That's going to get a second season. Wheel of Fortune and Jeopardy also.
Wheel of Fortune! Isn't that what they say at the beginning?
Yeah, that's what they say. They are playing around when it comes to marking Veterans Day. They're going to work with a campaign called Got Your Six. They're using this week's episodes to spotlight all of those vets that have served. On Wheel of Fortune, all the contestants have been in a branch of the U.S. military. And Pat Sajak, who, by the way, was in the Army, is going to be talking about that and doing some PSAs with Vanna White. So that's pretty cool. Now, we have some time to talk about some shows that are getting picked up and what you should get attached to.
And well, you can do that if you want.
Okay, well, Blind Spot, done, renewed. Heroes Reborn on NBC. Probably you don't have to worry because it's a 13-episode miniseries, so it's not going to be, it'll be over after 13 episodes. If you're a fan of the show Best Time Ever with Neil Patrick Harris, pretty sure that that'll be sticking around. Truth Be Told with Mark Paul Gosselaar, it's a brand new sitcom. Yeah, that's going away. It's been already cut to 10 episodes from 13. And The Player with Wesley Snipes, you liked that show, right?
I just saw a little of it. It's Gonzo anyway because J-Lo's coming up.
Well, it's cut to 9 episodes, so that one's gone. Over at Fox, Scream Queens looks like it's going to get fully renewed. Rosewood has been picked up for a full season. The Grinder and Grandfathered, which are two pretty cute sitcoms, those have been picked up as well for a full season. Minority Report is a disappointment there. Everybody thought that would perform well. It's already been cut to 10 episodes.
Bye-bye shows.
We'll do ABC tomorrow. How about that?
No, don't make promises you may not be able to keep.
You're right. ABC on Thursday.
Nah. All right, 51 after on Good Day.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra cost if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
On what's new in the world of food. We were talking a few minutes ago about Campbell's Soup and what they're doing to their soup. The Food and Drug Administration setting a limit on the amount of sugar recommended in your daily diet to 50 grams, about the same amount of sugar found in a can of Coca-Cola. I don't know what that's going to mean. Yeah, isn't that? That is a yikes there, isn't it, huh? In a manner of speaking. All right, so we also have some information about drinking champagne, and Jennifer has several other important items for us on What's Cooking here on Good Day.
Don't miss Kohl's Veterans Day Savings. This Wednesday only. Take $10 off your purchase of $25 or more. That's on top of already great savings, like 40 to 60% off sweaters, fleece, and outerwear for the whole family. Plus, everyone gets $10 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Don't miss the one-day-only doorbusters this Wednesday at Kohl's. Select styles, some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
This holiday, there are a few things I can count on. My daughter will ask for a pony, again.
Please, 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 please.
Grandpa will tell one of his colorful stories at dinner.
And that's why I don't have a spleen.
And thanks to the Postal Service, my holiday shipping will be stress-free.
Make holiday shipping easy with free box delivery, free tracking, and free package pickup from the U.S. Postal Service. This is our season. Priority you. Free tracking and free box delivery available for select products. For details on free package pickup, visit usps.com/pickup.
Card at ExxonMobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
All right, so Jen, what's the story about champagne being good for your brain?
You know, I love starting the day with a great news story, and this one is it. Now, the holiday season means you do a lot of celebrating, a little bit of drinking, and champagne is always there. Bubbly is always around. And the good news is drinking champagne is good for your brain. This is really awesome. Researchers in England claim that drinking up to 3 glasses of champagne a week can help your brain deal with memory loss. So if you feel like you're losing it, Pop the Cork. That's a good one. University of Reading is the one that put this study out. Now, also going on, have you noticed there have been a lot of food recalls lately, Dougie?
Yes.
All right. Well, the reason for that is that the FDA has been pouring a ton of money, read your tax dollars, into state labs to do random food testing. So it's not that there's more, like there are more issues going on. What's happening is that the FDA is actually paying more attention to them. So just recently, macaroni and cheese from Kraft was recalled because there were metal pieces in it, Listeria and Bluebell ice cream pops. So this is because they're actually just doing more testing, not because the food is of poor quality.
Mm-hmm.
Pizza Hut this holiday wants every day to be a triple treat during the holiday season. This one you will not believe. Pizza Hut has created a box that is actually very pretty, very stylish looking, and it's got three drawers in the box, and this is how they'll be delivering pizza to your house. The first drawer has a pizza, the second drawer has a pizza, the third drawer has one of their cookie pizzas and breadsticks, so you can actually send someone like a chest of drawers if you want to deliver some pizza to them.
Oh, pizza furniture.
It's actually, I mean, it's a cute box, but yeah, a lot of stuff goes inside of that box.
Did you see the quality report on fruits grown in urban areas that are free more of pollutants? They are also more nutritious. I wonder what the retail comment. Remember we were talking earlier about how you know, or how do you know, whether the food in the restaurant or the store is really healthy. There are people who study this sort of thing, and the research has suggested there are 166 samples of apples, peaches, cherries, and other urban fruits and herbs, along with commercial varieties of the same foods that have been tested, and the it's very interesting to see that the stuff grown in the cities on people's porches or wherever is healthier and better.
Well, you know, anytime you control what's going on to the plant, whether it's pesticides or fertilizer, and when the food doesn't have to sit in a truck or a boat or an airplane or however they're sending it around, I mean, it's going to be better for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that actually is a perfect segue, Dougie, because there are some top trends for 2016 going into restaurants. We did some top healthy trends for next year last week. This year, locally sourced meats and foods, seafoods will be continuing to be popular. And now, chef-driven fast casual concepts. So if you've been dreaming about healthy fast food, you'll be happy next year.
Happy! So what we want is people happy. If you're listening to the Good Day program and you're not happy, we aim at being happy here and having you be happy. Good Day at 59 past the hour.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.